As we begin the week of broadcasting yesterday, we entered the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. And the first part of this chapter, as you well know, is the tremendous message given by the Lord Jesus Christ about Him being the Good Shepherd and how He saves and protects and cares for the sheep. He is the shepherd. Those who believe upon Him, we are the sheep of His pasture. What a very, very sweet pasture it is. I read this yesterday and didn't say very much about it, but the latter part of verse 3 says, He calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Oh, how good it is to know that Jesus knows my name. One of the local pastors, he's not real active right now as a pastor because of health, but his wife, who also is not very well here in Greenville, some years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, read this passage of Scripture or one similar to this, and it was such a rejoicing thought to her that Jesus knew her name until she wrote a song, Jesus Knows My Name, and I've heard her sing it. And not only is it a good song, but it touches your heart because it helps you to realize that we have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I like that. I like the idea of being able to contact the Lord and be in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ without having to go through some long set of ritualistic ordinances of some kind. I have a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by having been born again, by having trusted Him as my Savior, repenting of my sins and turning to Him. I have become the sheep, one of His sheep, and He knows me by my name. Now, I'll not spend a great deal of time with it, but I understand that the shepherds of this day, I have no idea whether it's still true or not, but I understand that the shepherds of this day in which Jesus was upon this earth, they had many of the shepherds of the area of Palestine and Jerusalem, Judea, where Jesus ministered, and in Galilee. They had names for their sheep, and each sheep knew his name. Just as we have a pet dog, and we name that dog, and we call that name so much to that dog when he's a puppy until he knows his name. And so as long as that dog lives, you call his name or her name, and they will answer. That is, they'll look your direction or come running or whatever. So, you see, Jesus knows our name. We are named, and Jesus knows our name. And if He is that intimate with us that He knows our name, then surely He knows everything else about us, and He knows how to succor and to support and to help and to, well, whatever we need, the sheep of His pasture. Now let's move on to verse 4. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Now, it has been said, and I fairly well concur with this, when He says, and when He putteth forth His own sheep, He is talking about, because He's talking to Israel, He's come to present Himself to Israel as the Messiah of Israel. He has presented Himself as the King of Israel, as the Messiah, then they had rejected Him. But when He putteth forth His own sheep, those that belong to Him, He puts them forth out of Judaism, out from under the law, and puts them under the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? And I think that's what He means here when He says, when He putteth forth, or He brings them out of the binding religion of Judaism and gives them eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ and goes before them, and the sheep follow Him. They don't follow the same old religious paths that they were in the past. They follow Him and His admonition and receive His comfort, for they know His voice. All right? He knows us by name, and we know His voice. When He calls, we know that He is speaking. Now, I could spend a lot of time with this matter of, do we really know the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the devil wants to confuse that to the average Christian. To every Christian, the devil wants to confuse the voice of God. He would like to do that. He would like for it to be so that we would not know his voice and that we would follow a misleading false teacher or false prophet. But if you're truly born again, and if you have a desire to do the will of God, if any man is willing, the scripture says, to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. So therefore, by being born again, we have an insight. We have something going on inside us, which is the indwelling Holy Spirit that makes contact with our spirit, and then in turn with the Spirit of God, and then we know the voice of God. Therefore, we will not follow the wrong shepherd. Many people who started out right, but they've gone wrong, followed some false religion, and now have died in some false religion, probably never became the sheep of the Lord to start with, because this scripture says they will know his voice. Now, a person might be fooled momentarily by the lies of the devil. He might be fooled momentarily by some individual who represents the devil in his life. But, my dear friend, down deep inside, if you have been truly saved by God's grace, then you know the voice of God. One of the reasons many Christians have a struggle with knowing the voice of God is that they're not spending time with him. They're not in the Word of God. They're not in prayer to him. They have just sort of taken the Lord as a fire escape, and they do go to church, but they sort of drop off their salvation, if you please. They can't do that, but they sort of drop off their religion. Let me say it that way. They drop off their religion at the church doorsteps and try to pick them up again next Sunday, and through the week have very little time for God. Then they become open candidates for the false teaching of Satan. So let's stay in the Word. Let's pray and do the things that God would have us to do. Let's think about the Lord more than we do normally. Let's listen to his voice when he speaks to us. Now, let me hasten to say, God is not speaking aloud right now. Jesus is not speaking aloud right now to anybody. Anyone who tells you they heard the voice of God, just mark them off and sort of forget them. They're either trying to mislead you, or they are terribly misled, or they're a little bit off in the rocker, or they have absolutely gotten emotionally stirred and they're just not well physically or whatever. But God is not speaking audibly to people today, because he has given us his eternal preserved word, and he speaks to us through his word. Now, God does give impressions to the heart and the soul of the saint of God, but not in an audible voice. I heard it said by one evangelist many years ago, and I've repeated it a few times myself. If you're having dreams and seeing visions and hearing voices of God, either go see a doctor or quit eating so much ham before you go to bed, or try Alka-Seltzer. Do something, because, my dear friend, God speaks through his word today. And that is the voice that we need to hear in this particular age of the church in which we live. So my encouragement to you today is, yes, he knows your name and you know his voice, but you will only be familiar with that voice as you stay close to him in the word, in prayer, and in proper living.